So welcome to a disturbing edition of The Good Game, guys.
Very.
Disturbing, I guess, more to you than to the rest of us.
Pretty
it looks
much.
Like
what's
disturbing about it?
Over. So TKO just knocked over some of my Warhammer figures. I'm kind of sitting here very nervous, wondering if any of them are still intact.
I don't see any details.
This is the Good Game Guys Prepare to Cry edition episode.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Don't worry. Our graphics are still just as good as the demo.
We'll get to that.
You thought I was done beating that dead horse, but nope.
I'm sorry. You went ahead and got that black guy from the Frog Princess and brought that horse back to life, shot it, and are now beating it once again.
Why do you got to bring the Shadow Man on this,
because he's got friends on the other side.
What else am I supposed to fuel my masturbation fantasies with?
Oh, come on.
Wow. The cheerleader chainsaw game.
Chainsaw.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I actually have brought back a box of swag from that game.
What was that, Span?
I said I have a big old box of swag from that game that the publisher sent me. It actually has a giant lollipop chainsaw lollipop.
Wow. Is in that bag of swag a blonde chick in a miniskirt?
Okay, so it's a box, says lollipop chainsaw on it, has a giant lollipop in it, has some pom-poms, has a mega horn that has, like, the name of the school on the side of it, and, like, it even has a keychain with the severed boyfriend's head on it.
One of these days, we're definitely going to have one of the shows at his spot. He's, like, has been putting that out there. We're going to have to do this.
Dude, I'm just going
to put all this shit that you all should probably see, but I'm too lazy to bring it to you, so all of you are going to have to come to me.
Dude, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Dang it. Let me ask you how much sense that makes. Why don't I just load up the moving van and bring all my gaming stuff to you instead of, I don't know, you hopping into a car and driving over here?
And raiding his damn closet like it's Payday 3.
Dude, no.
I'm kind of afraid of what I'm going to find in that closet. How many skeletons are hidden there?
Hold up, guys.
Those are game swag skeletons.
I'm prepared for this event. When we go to Span's closet, you see that fedora, that Indiana Jones fedora right there?
Dude.
I'm set.
And I got my Drake's ring.
What's your movie reference to archaeology? Come on.
Movie reference?
Movie reference or video game? I got Indy. He's got Drake. What do you got?
Wait, Stephanie?
I'll take a flashlight and some duct tape.
Well, you know what? If you got to say fedora, the developers for Mafia 2 actually gave me a fedora that says Mafia 2 on the side of it.
Dibs!
Never.
Anyway, folks, welcome to The Good Game, guys, with your hosts that completely forgot to get into.
We're The Good Game Guys, not the, what's it called? The
Bobbing Span Guys.
Right.
Anyway, we have your host, Dr. Captain here.
TKO in the hizzle.
I'm Deg.
And we have with us, as usual, The Good Game Guys, Kramer.
And The Good Game
Guys. The Spaniard. And hey, look, you guys remembered to introduce me instead of just pretending like I forgot to introduce myself.
Okay, you're Kramer. You're supposed to like just butt your way in. That's your role.
Kramer just walks in.
Remember, you got to kick the newspapers off the table before you can put your board game down.
Exactly.
Actually, looks like we got Stephanie on the line real quick.
Oh, she's here.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's sort of here. Like,
well, she's here already.
Yeah, that's her number.
Red carpet she's at right now.
All right. Go ahead and click on that.
So, hey,
Stephanie, what's up, girl?
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Oh, hey. There's the adorableness.
Hi, guys.
Hello. So,
I'm calling y'all from another red carpet event. I'm at a fashion show. We're raising money. So, what's up? Dude, I totally brought up some video games out here, and even people in fashion love video games, okay? They're like closeted video gamers.
Why you gotta be
anyway,
in the closet?
Video gamers.
You know what? Some people are afraid. Some people are afraid to just come out and say it, and you know what? This is a movement. It's about being like, yo,
Mom,
I'm a gamer,
Dad,
and I'm proud.
I'm a gamer.
I'm a gamer, and I'm proud. That's too funny.
Another terrifying good game guys moment.
And then, you know, you're holding hands with another guy, and you say, this is my co-op partner.
I'm making sure I kill his friend.
Oh, man. This is my co-op partner.
So I had the flip out there, but TKO had a spider crawling around his fro.
Yeah, that should have to go.
So I think this is the show's theme. We're going to have things that are going to scare us. My figure's possibly breaking is frightening me. TKO had
a freaking spider in my head.
A freaking spider in his hair. Dag, what's coming up on your head?
Oh, my God.
It's going to frighten you.
Listen, if you want to limit the scares, just don't look at each other.
Zing.
Oh, Stephanie, so what are you going to bring to the Raid Spaniard's Closet? I'm bringing... Dr. Captain is bringing his Indiana Jones fedora.
Damn straight.
I bring my Drake's fortune ring. Dag is bringing duct tape and a flashlight. And you are going to bring, apparently, you know, some short pants and twin pistols, right? Huh. Hello?
I think we may have lost Stephanie.
I don't know.
Oh, she's gone.
Is she dying on us?
Well,
I guess so.
Oh, bummer.
She'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back.
I'm right here. I'm sorry, I'm doing this. I'm like standing on Hollywood Boulevard right now. I am next to the bums. I just told the bouncer I need to get back in, and I was like, "Yo, I'm in this." And they're like, "Who are you?" And then the other guy's like, "Do you not know who she is?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, you heard that."
And he was like, "What?" And they're like, "Oh."
And they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Miss Stephanie Pinicello." Anyway, sorry. Continue, guys. I'm totally in on this. I'm so excited. This is like possibly the best location I'm doing the show from now. But okay, go for it.
Wow, that's funny.
Honestly, if I was in that situation, don't you know who I am? Who are you? I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Oh no, she has to do the whole Nicki Minaj. Do you know who I is?
Do you know
who I is?
Because
I don't think you know who I is right now.
What have I started?
What have we started?
I'm a
okay,
star.
Guys, sorry. You're going to get me in voiceover mode. I'm going to go into voiceover mode.
Crap.
Oh, sad.
Got mixed up. Did somebody, what?
Wait, we totally forget. What? Okay, anybody do any type of gaming of importance or weirdness this week?
So I recently got one of those Humble Bundle kind of deals with all these weird phone games on my Steam account now.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Isn't that great? You don't even have a smartphone.
I know, right? And
what?
I'm honestly only kind of disturbed because one of them, I believe, was called Vanquish Princess, which apparently is this Japanese fighter game.
What?
Yeah. Right. I don't know what to say, but it's very kawaii and desu.
Oh my God.
Ew.
No, you didn't.
It is.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, I typically murdered Borg, and...
What would you do if
so
you ran...
You haven't done anything new, then.
Yeah, I just murdered, you know, typical amount of Borg death.
What would you do exactly if you ran into a kawaii Borg?
Kick it mother in chest.
Fair enough.
They can't assimilate boots to the chest. They can assimilate energy weapons and shiznit, but they cannot assimilate a size 13 to their chest plate.
We will assimilate you, Sean.
Yeah, you was talking about that good
shit
a minute ago. You got kicked in your chest.
Wouldn't a Kwai Borg look just like a Darth Vader Hello Kitty?
What?
What?
I don't.
Darth Vader Hello Kitty.
That is a thing. Look it up online.
No,
Hello Kitty, Darth Vader.
No, it is. Thing.
I'm gonna have to look up Darth Vader Hello Kitty.
That's like Mickey Vader. I can't look at it without my eyes bleeding.
Wait, Kitty Vader?
No, Mickey Vader.
Well, Mickey Vader makes sense.
Kitty Vader would just be adorable.
You're overthinking the ridiculous now.
We kind of are.
Yeah.
My God, we've been stuck.
So
We need the doctor to come here and stop this ish with the TARDIS. Stop it.
Right. Sonic.
So, Dad, what have you been doing?
Yes.
I managed to play through some of Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes.
How was that?
Well, it's the prequel demo thing.
Oh, okay.
That they're still
$30 prequel demo.
Mm-hmm. And
$30 prequel demo? Wow.
Yep. I've also played through some of Killzone Shadowfall.
How do you like that Killzone?
That Killzone is interesting, but it's still a shooter with a controller, so it's not entirely...
About dem graphics.
I have to...
Dem graphics, though.
I apologize, my friends. There's one other thing I did, which is also irritating... beyond recognition to me right now. I picked up the game War Thunder. It's like a flight sim. It's kind of like, you know,
yeah.
The challenge to, you know, World of Warplanes, right?
Yeah, it's like the good version of World of Warplanes.
Yeah,
right?
The great version. Yeah. So they have this event. It's like, all right, if you win 10 battles and shoot down 50 other players, you get to play the beta for War Thunder Ground Forces.
Oh, okay.
So I do that. Danger Zone.
Archer?
No, what's the guy named? Kenny Loggins. I put Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, on repeat. I go in there, I keep my 10 wins, I kill 50 dudes in like 4 hours, right? I'm like, what's up? So I click on it. I can't join any of the events. I look, I have my planes, all of a sudden, I find out, in order to play in the closed beta, you have to buy a $50 package, including one tank, in order to play the demo.
Whoa, hold up. Looks like we got ourselves some background noise on Stephanie's end here.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. Do you guys hear, like, Hollywood Boulevard right now?
Hollywood is always hurtable.
I guess we're officially on Hollywood now, right?
So, now, I don't...
you are in Hollywood! Okay, sorry.
Spandeg, Captain, or Ensign. Maybe I'm tripping, but
you're forced
to pay $50 to participate in a closed beta, and it's only open certain hours during the day. Like, from noon to 4 p.m., you can play the demo. But in order to play this demo, by doing their event, I have to buy $50 in crap I don't want.
That is kind of
bullshit.
Yeah, that
Thank
is.
You.
I mean, that's like false.
Bad.
Yeah, I win. Where's my tank? How do I buy a tank? No, with credits, because I have, 200,000 in-game credits. No, you have to spend real money to buy a single M1 Abrams, which, of course, Tiger Tank's going to rip right through it like a tin can in a 9mm slug.
Under fucked up.
Yeah, they did. I'm kind of having to give them a little hate to the internet, because right now it's like, really? Really? Just letting y'all know.
I put in all that time enjoying this game, and I got nothing out of it. Oh, wait a minute.
No. I was promised a prize, okay? I take her to the movies. Yeah. I deal with her stuff for 2 years. We're getting married, damn it. No.
You're still in the friend zone.
Oh,
Deg with that.
Worked on the friend zone me in the face.
Sorry, guys.
You didn't have the time to shake your legs.
Friend zone happened.
Deg, with that mentality, you're saying that, like, if you spent, 6 weeks grinding in an MMO to earn an item and you didn't get the item, well, you played the game for 6 weeks. No. There's playing and there's grinding, and he was grinding.
Yeah, I grinded to get the item, and they go, oh, in order to get this,
That's fair. I don't like grinding. I do enjoy playing without feeling like I'm forced to grind. There's a lot of MMOs out there that are, like, fun regardless of the grind, because you stop paying attention to the grind and you just start paying attention to
what sort
of ridiculous shit you're doing.
In Deg's defense, shooting down 50 enemy players while listening to Danger Zone was amazing.
Right?
Shut up. I was trying to defend you, jerk.
I'm just saying, I'm giving that, but it's like they offer me a prize. You get to participate in this for doing this. You achieve these mission objectives, but then if they forgot to put in the fine print, you're going to have to spend $50 to be able to buy a tank to have access to the thing you worked your ass off to get.
Hey, TKO.
Oh, you angered
the
police.
Bring
in that in the background.
Oh, crap, they're coming for me.
Yep.
Wait, what was
TKO,
that? Man? What up?
Free sample, $5.
That's what I got!
Well, except it was grind for 4 hours and get a load of this, but it's $50 for it first.
Yeah.
So, with that said...
There's your sign.
My testicles are still hurting.
So, with that said, let's go ahead and try and get this quick, because we got a pretty fun event coming up for you guys. Span, what'd you do?
So
I remember you were telling us something about how you were kind of upset about how something happened on your mobile game or something like that.
What?
That's not too important. Long story short, though it is important to the people that it affected. Injustice, big-ass console game that came out, DC Universe, pretty awesome fighting game. They also made a mobile version of the game, really awesome graphics for a mobile game, yada-da-yada.
Awesome. It's more like a Mortal Kombat copy with reskinned Mortal Kombat.
It's not a copy. It's made by the same people.
Well, I mean, my bad, reskinned Mortal Kombat.
There are some
and
slight
it got good reviews, but
characters.
That's besides the point.
Yeah,
the mobile game,
okay, my bad.
In the mobile game, you actually unlock content for the console game and vice versa by playing them both. And so I've been, like you were, grinding through the mobile version to unlock content in the console version, and they just released the 2.0 update for the mobile version. And it has a horrible bug in it that randomly it'll ask you to re-log in, and when you re-log in, it wipes your progress.
So, oops.
And we're talking like some people had lost 365 days worth of progress.
So I got a pretty important question to ask.
My
because,
testicles.
Hold on, I got an important question to ask because I actually kind of played the mobile app for a little bit. Does that mean I lose the skins I unlocked on the console version?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's good.
But I can't tell you for sure. I mean, because I think, like, once it's unlocked. That's what I'd imagine.
I hope so.
But how did you play the mobile version? You don't have a smartphone.
I asked a friend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I did.
What did you think of it?
It's a mobile game. What can I say?
Yeah. It's a cheap imitation of a fighting game with card based elements.
Yeah, that's when they start getting a little weird.
No, okay, here's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the mobile phone where you have an app where you can just, like, sync your PlayStation or Xbox controller to your mobile phone. That would be amazing.
Stuff like that kind of already happens. They have something called a MOGA controller for the for Android. They just released a couple of mobile controllers for iPhone. So, you know, there are games that you can play with controllers, and
wait,
oh my God, there
so
are
you're saying I have to go
better.
Out and buy another controller instead of just, you know, an app that will sync my current controller I have to my iPhone? I mean,
well,
Roy?
The way that a lot of these controllers work is they snap around your phone or they dock with it so that, you know, what are you going to do, throw your phone in the air and make it hover while you use a controller?
No, I'll sit it on the desk with the little kickstand thing and use my controller.
Right, well, you know, a lot of these controllers, they actually let you dock the phone into it.
This is extra expense. I ain't trying to do
that. It's your choice. They're not making you buy it.
Oh, that's why I said an app, so that I can hold down my center button and sync it to my phone. My phone goes, hey, there's a signal in the air. This is the signal you want me to grab.
You can half-ass that through custom firmwares and jailbreaking and crap like that.
Okay, give me my cake,
that.
Let me eat it too.
TKO, you
what?
Can do it. You can do it with a PS3 controller using firmware crap.
Wait, whatware?
If you use custom firmware, jailbreaking, that kind of crap, you can actually use a PS3 controller to play certain games.
That would be, see, that's good. Because I have an HDMI cable where I can hook my phone to my TV. Don't know why I want to do it, but it's awesome to have the option.
Okay, anyway, other games I played. It's kind of ironic and funny, but somebody gifted me Dark Souls 2.
Really? Well, just like out of irony or something?
No,
like,
you know, told us that last week that someone did that, which is why he's playing.
Actually, right. it was a belated...
Looks like Stephanie called back.
Okay.
I think that's her number.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her number.
Okay.
Well, it was
she's
a...
back.
Okay, yeah, dude, I'm actually in Grand Theft Auto right now. I'm just letting y'all know, okay? I'm like on a mission. I'm on a mission. I am in Grand Theft Auto. Okay.
So you stole a car and you're running away from the cops because you killed 13 hookers after using them and then took their money. Now you're running away.
But I'm playing as Lara Croft. I'm even like working the braid right now, okay? Legit. I'm Lara Croft in Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, how cool this is right now?
Like yeah, Pixar didn't happen.
That sounds more like Saints Row.
Yeah, three.
So anyway. No, it was a belated Valentine's Day gift that was given to me like a month and a half ago. So it just unlocked last week. And I've been playing through it. And like I said before, and I repeatedly said before, it's still a good game. It's just the bad taste in the mouth after all that shitty marketing.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, you know, I'm having fun, but, you know, I have a far more critical eye for the game, you know, because, just going into it, I was a little sour.
That's how they screwed you over. What do you think of it in comparison to the first one?
Well, you know what, I'm going to say this, and, like, we've been talking about the graphics so much. This is the best way to describe it. At its best, the game is really pretty. At its best, it looks better than Dark Souls 1. The problem is that it's inconsistent in its design and execution. So at its worst, it looks worse than Dark Souls 1.
Gotcha.
It's the extremes. I would have preferred it to be a little more consistent, because like I've been noticing some graphical hiccups, like way too much tiling and textures. I've been seeing like seams in the environment where I can see like outside of the environment.
Wow.
Yeah, like warped textures, and oh, the best part is the backdrops that are just 2D sprites.
And this is the PC version, right?
Yeah, PC version.
Damn.
Well, at least you're able to start the game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Super religious.
Oh, I've got a game.
you guys, you're having some mic issues.
Are we? How many mic issues do we have?
Oh, wow. Testing.
You guys are toast right now.
Yeah.
How's that?
Better. Yeah, I can hear you again. Okay. What happened? What did TKO do this time?
I just turned off both Dr. Captain and TKO's mics.
Ow.
Ow.
So give me just a second. Let me.
Dude.
Oh, really?
So reporting from Grand Theft Auto as Tomb Raider over here. I felt like I almost just...
why don't we take a commercial break while we work out our mic issues?
Yeah, let's do that.
That sounds
great.
Good.
That.
Screw it, we'll do it live.
Doing it live. So yeah, like, give us a minute or something.
I don't know.
And audience?
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
All righty then. Hopefully that solved our technical difficulties.
Did we?
Yes, and audience out there, you know, when you're doing a show live, this is just the kind of stuff that happens from time to time. When you're listening to those pre-recorded podcasts, you know, they are edited, they are polished, they are cleaned, they have all their effects and digital doodads added. But
so
we're doing it live.
So please work with us a little, folks. I know.
Don't hate me.
Hey,
okay.
It's crappy.
Stop arguing with
love
the audience.
This is the unedited version of Good Game Guys, okay? This is how we do it. We do it for real.
This is how we do it.
It wouldn't be a live show without technical difficulties.
Damn straight.
Is it any better?
Well, yeah, it is better, but, you know, the funny thing is Stephanie said there was technical difficulties where she is, there's technical difficulties here. Is it Stephanie? She's the common thread.
I might be the common thread. Listen, guys, I was trying to say I'm coming from Grand Theft Auto as Tomb Raider, and I actually had two cop cars pull up next to me, and I almost felt like it was going to be like the part where they pick up a prostitute, you know, and I was like, oh, crap, this is becoming a very real game right now.
I knew that siren in the
background. Stephanie, is there something you want to admit to us?
No, absolutely not. But I was just in Grand Theft Auto mode, and I got, like, really real with it. And I was like, oh, like the bum that's asking me if I have a light as he picked up a cigarette from the ground. And I was like, man, this is, like, so legit. And, like, this is how the game is, you know? So, anyways. Sorry. Okay.
Hey, I understand. I've got several.
Stephanie, you're turning into one of those people that the media talks about that can't tell the difference between a game and reality.
Yep. Oh, God.
Oh, no, oh. It's not true. Yeah.
I'm thinking,
really? Are we throwing me under the bus here? Are we really throwing me under the bus?
Stephanie, press B right now to say that's not true.
Okay, hold on. Ready? No. B.
You jumped, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, hey, Steph.
I'm just having fun here.
It's happened to me before. I've gotten several WWBs before. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. You know what?
I'm walking down the street. Cop pulls me over. Oh, let me guess. Officer walking while black. That's a crime. Gotcha.
All
right. Wait, so
TKO,
what am I doing?
No, I'm not.
TKO, are you saying you don't have the hoodie that has the white guy's face on the side of it, so when a cop car pulls up, you just whip up the hoodie and there's a white guy face?
How do I order one of those? I need to get me one of those.
That was on
we'll
Key and Peele.
You
watch Key and Peele?
Wow.
Keenan and Kel?
No, Key and Peele.
Oh. All right. How much?
So I remember,
it's a TV show.
So guys, I kind of remember at a certain point, I think we were a game show or a show about video games.
Right.
How the hell did we get to this?
Grand Theft Auto.
We still are.
I'm Auto.
we got here.
All right, so anyway, well, I was talking about Dark Souls at one point.
Damn you, Kramer!
Dark Souls.
Well, you know, I'm having fun. I'm about 30 hours in. It's a little less polished than the first game. I wish the graphics were as good as they were supposed to be. I got one quick good story for you, though. There's, like, one boss in the game that's pretty damn creative, except when you're playing online with other people and you have a boss that's – now, I'm going to try and make this as vague as possible for people that haven't played the game because, you know, spoilers and stuff. This boss has specific attacks that he does that if you're not standing in a certain spot in the arena that you're fighting him, you'll die.
Wow.
So you have to be standing perfectly in a specific spot.
Is
so
that it, or
take,
is there, like, more to it?
Was this, like, a one-hit kill thing, or...?
Yes, yeah. More or less a one-hit kill thing. So let me set this up for you.
Well,
you have a boss.
Hang on. I wish we could, like, get into the in-depth situation right now, but let's get to the news real quick, because remember, we do have that contest to get to.
Oh, yeah, we can't go on a
tangents
this time.
Yeah.
I'm already halfway through the story.
I'm sorry, dude. We got
we'll
we
be
got
back.
I know. Who's going to win that Havana watch, man? All right, let's get that news.
Rumble.
I like my news like I like my coffee in the butt.
Oh, my.
This just in. Span talks more than we want him to.
Dang, a bigger jerk than usual.
Oh!
You saying I've gained weight? God damn it, I used to be pretty.
You were never either.
Oh, God, dang. What's going on in
well,
the gaming
shit,
world, please?
For me. I'm out of here.
Oh, no, you heard his feelings, man. Look what you've done. You raped and pillaged another country.
It. I finished it. Don't start what you can't finish.
That's okay. I'll just read the news through my tears.
I will lick his tears.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
My.
Maybe a little homo. Polygon has details on Disney Infinity 2.0, saying this is coming to various systems this fall, including Windows PCs. Word is that this will include a roster of Marvel superheroes, characters from The Avengers, including Hawkeye, Hulk, Black Widow, Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor were featured in videos of Disney Infinity Marvel superheroes, as were several Marvel villains, including Loki and MODOK. Characters from Marvel's upcoming film, Guardians of the Galaxy, like
yes.
Rocket Raccoon
Woo-hoo!
And Groot, also
Groot.
Appeared in the announcement video. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is now available for several platforms, including Windows PCs, providing a tie-in with a new movie sequel. This is available on Steam, among other places, and Steam News has a write-up on what to expect. It boils down to new villains, new web-swing mechanics, new combat maneuvers, among other things, so you know, check it out if you're into Spidey. A new trailer is now online for Wolfenstein The New Order, showing off gameplay from the upcoming World War II shooter. The clip follows a stealth versus mayhem theme, as it shows two different approaches to a mission. One, a Sam Fisher-style stealth approach.
Oh, yeah.
While the other is a more genuine BJ Blazkowicz approach with guns ablaze.
Kill them all.
Well, that's, yeah. That's
trailer what... made me happy, by the way.
Yes, me too. Very much so. So happy.
Lol.
Much akimbo. So happy. The GeForce website has details on NVIDIA support for Watch Dogs, the upcoming open-world action
game. Oh, my God!
Along with the trailer showing off the game running under NVIDIA hardware. They also link to a Watch Dogs GPU analyzer to allow you to see how set your rig is to run this game. If you're looking to upgrade your video card, there's a list of e-tailers you can do so with and get a free copy of the game.
What?
More information on that promotion is available at GeForce.com/GetWatchDogs.
Okay, I'm going to have to rewatch the show to hear that again.
Because you don't pay attention and you just keep commenting.
Yeah.
No, I paid attention to the rewind because my brain shut down when he said free copy. I have to rewind.
The link is right here, homie. Like,
oh, it's right in front of me, but I mean, I need to like rewatch the show because, you know.
I guess we could put that up on the Facebook page, couldn't
right?
we?
Right?
Speaking of Watch Dogs, Ubisoft has announced season pass details for Watch Dogs, which will come in around $19.99. They say that's a savings more than 25% off the regular price of the DLC it will include. They also promise exclusive content, the Untouchables pack. That'll let you dress up as a 1920s monster with an M1 SMG weapon.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh. Yes, a Thompson M1, the Tommy gun.
Yes, we know this, see?
Star Citizen hit $43 million, and with another million comes another letter from the chairman. Roberts offers an update on the Gladius Light Fighter for Squadron 42. That was the $42 million stretch
goal.
And goes into detail about the combat armor every backer will receive thanks to hitting the $43 million mark.
This game is making the amount of money as a motion picture?
Yep.
What?
More than many of them.
I know, but what?
And it isn't even out yet.
I know, right?
He sort of announced a mystery object for their $45 million stretch goal, which seems to be a piece of a puzzle that players will have to compete to solve.
Why does he need more money? Just make the game, damn it!
When they hit $50 million, is the letter from the editor-in-chief, whatever, going to just be him laughing maniacally?
Okay.
From the chairman's and basically going to be like, suckas!
And no, not even that, just...
And $60 million will be a certificate of awesomeness delivered by Michael and Gabriel with Jesus' thumbprint on it.
And moving on.
Moving on.
God!
Bungie has made some comments on why they are not currently creating a PC edition of Destiny, their upcoming first-person shooter. Design lead Lars Bakken told Eurogamer that it's complicated during a studio tour. He says, that doesn't mean that it can't happen in the future, it just means it won't happen right now. Doesn't really sound very complicated, as he goes on to explain, console SKUs are really important for us, and that's what we're focusing on. Did you think we were done beating the Dark Souls 2 dead horse? Think again. The Dark Souls Facebook page has an acknowledgement from Bandai Namco of a startup issue with the just-released PC edition of Dark Souls 2.
Yep.
They claim they're working on this, and the Facebook page links to a Steam forum thread where they list possible solutions, such as unplugging and reseating an HDMI cable or disabling a secondary monitor.
You're taking the game back to the store, getting your money back. Oh.
But, yeah, it's basically more pains with Dark Souls 2, which is kind of sad.
Very.
Devolver Digital, the guys who had strong sales for the Shadow Warrior remake, have put a fork in the possibility that they will pursue buying the IP for Blood. Devolved CFO has tweeted four pertinent words about this scenario. Not happening, followed by too expensive.
Oh, God.
This makes me sad. I didn't.
Deg. Blood is my favorite game of all time.
What?
Fair enough.
The First Blood is my favorite game of all time.
It was an incredibly
of all
game,
time.
And Devolver's sort of shooting themselves in the foot.
Over Wing Commander Privateer?
No, seriously. 1997. Blood, favorite game of all time.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So I've got a last bit of news to note here. Apparently some garbage guys in New Mexico decided to try and find a needle in a 300-acre haystack. If by needle you mean the worst video game in recorded history. And by hay you mean trash. And by stack you mean even more trash. Let me start over. Atari's E.T. has been widely touted as the worst period video game period ever, period.
What?
It should come as no surprise that in an attempt to bury their corporate shame, Atari simply made it all disappear. Since the burial was first reported in the press, there have been doubts as to its veracity and scope, leading to a minority considering it an urban legend. However, the event has become a cultural icon and a reminder of the North American video game crash of 1983, and was the end result of a disastrous fiscal year which saw Atari Incorporated sold off by its parent company. Undertaking a project jokingly dubbed as live-action roleplay Dig Dug, archaeologist Andrew Reinhardt and his team uncovered thousands upon thousands of these old video game cartridges from, you guessed it, a landfill in New Mexico. The holy grail of archaeology, according to Reinhardt, is that they found newspapers with the date right on top of what they were looking for. These cartridges have indeed been buried since 1983.
There's no such thing as video game archaeology, really?
I'm a little sad that the legend has been demystified, but it's always kind of cool when scientific evidence confirms a 31-year-old story. All they need to do now is find Jimmy Hoffa's body.
True.
You want to know what they need to do?
Back to you guys.
They need to find the sword that was originally rumored back with the Atari.
Okay, also, wait. You guys said...
E.T.
as the worst video game of all time. What about the Nintendo Friday the 13th game? Hot garbage.
E.T. was worse.
I really...
Dude. Here, I'll just sum it up to you real quick. That Friday the 13th game can actually be played.
It's garbage!
E.T. But that can be played.
It can be played and finished. You couldn't finish E.T.
Why?
Because the game was broken.
terribly.
And they didn't finish it, or were not able to fix it. Well, it's not even a matter of that it was really unfinished. I mean, it was, but it was more a matter of they got the rights to make the game. Atari got the rights to make E.T., and they made it a tie-in with the movie, and they released it like 5 or 6 weeks from contract to store shelves. Took like 5 or 6 weeks. And even back then, game development time on standard was like 5 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
They screwed the pooch really hard on that one.
That pooch is walking funny.
Part of me wants to actually try and make the equivalent of E.T. and Game Dev Tycoon next I play it.
I'm going to just cry in my soul.
But right now, I'm going to don my fedora and say that our next archaeological dig is finding that sword.
All right. I'm really curious. Are you still there, Span?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Stephanie?
Stephanie looks like she kind of disappeared.
That's what happened.
We lost her again.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Hopefully we'll get her back.
Why don't we get to the contest? I thought we were going
to
do that before.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get to the contest, folks. So we've been kind of hyping this up for about 2 weeks now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
2 weeks. So basically, again, for those that are probably just brand new listeners that for some strange reason didn't bother to go check out the Facebook page, which you totally should have.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell them where that is?
Just easily find us on Good Game Guys Show. Yep. Remember, try to follow us. And please, for the love of God, comment.
So it is facebook.com/goodgameguysshow.
Anyway.
At awesome.com.
Well, no, not even.
I know. Let me have my moment.
Your
Do you just want us to make that our official
else.
Webpage?
Right?
I guess we have to make that our official webpage.
What? Nah, I'm sure it's already taken.
Damn it.
Oh, damn it.
So anyway, as we've been
my hopes and dreams.
As we've been getting at, we basically decided to go ahead and ask you, the listeners, what is by far the worst video game sequel that has ever been made? Your opinion or just outright fact? But here's the catch, folks. You actually have to give us 5 reasons why you believe this game was crap. So we're going to go ahead and open up the lines, Deg.
Yeah, so you can call in with your sweet opinions at 914-338-1303. You can also hit us up on Skype at GoodGameGuys1. That's the number one.
Because,
and of course, the winner will be receiving a Havana watch. Oh, yeah. With the Havana watch. Yeah.
Trying to do the...
Oh,
mouse?
Man.
I'm Ernesto Juan Valdez.
Oh, God. TKO, no one wants to see that. Put it away.
Oh, I'm sorry. It fell out.
Oh. That's an archaeological dig I do not
ding,
want to look
ding.
At. Hey, we got a caller right now. So, let's check it out.
Click. You're on the air.
Hey, man, it's Doc Breed. What's going on?
What up?
I got an entry for this contest. All Let right, me just preface
right
it with this. How many of you guys owned an N64?
Yeah.
I owned one back in the day.
Used to, way back in the day.
I did when I was in the Navy.
I had a PlayStation.
Wow. Yeah, an N64. You had GoldenEye, right?
Oh,
yeah, GoldenEye. Yeah.
And you had that spiritual successor that everybody really, really liked.
Which one?
Oh, come on. I didn't even
well,
have
Does anybody remember
that?
Back in the day, they had, you know, Perfect Dark.
Oh, yeah, huh? Oh, they did have Perfect Dark.
Seriously, Dr. Cavan,
and
I didn't even have one, and I knew that.
Maybe I'm just kind of leading him in so he can give out the answer, huh?
But then they came out with the GameCube, and for years, we had rumors of a sequel. We had rumors and rumors. Oh, they're coming out with a sequel, man. I'm hearing this rumor, man. And then Rare got sold to Microsoft.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
You know where I'm going with this.
I know where you're going
and
with
after
this.
And after then we started hearing rumors, oh, it'll be on the Xbox. It'll be on the Xbox. Xbox comes and goes. And then they announce it for the Xbox 360. Perfect Dark Zero.
Ooh, all right.
And it was
That's your nomination right there, sir.
So please state your name and your nomination, please, for the world to hear.
My name would be Doc Breed, and my nomination is Perfect Dark Zero for the Xbox 360.
All right, now, here's the rules. You got to give us our 5 reasons.
Five reasons?
Let him just give reasons.
All right, yeah,
we don't need to be stringent.
Okay, yeah, it don't have to be 5. It has to be at least a good...
reason.
Solid reason.
Solid reason. Yes.
We'll count them.
We'll count them all.
Well, yeah, the more the bet, merrier, because the panel of judges will judge.
But make it quick, because we got one other person calling in to be a part of this.
All right.
Other than it's a complete pile of crap.
Come on, you got to give us one.
Well, what reasons? What did Perfect Dark One have?
Bad. The controls were just complete crap. They completely messed with every mechanic, and they made Joanna Dark into a complete mess of a character.
Ooh.
So, character assassination?
Oh, yeah.
So, kind of what they did to the new Thief game?
Don't be giving out answers for the audience.
No, that's not an answer. It's just, you know, people say that, there are people that say that game is
awesome. I know.
That's a character assassination if I ever saw one. Okay.
So far, we've got that it's a complete pile of crap. It was a complete mechanical failure, and Joanna Dark's character was assassinated.
And it was hyped to hell and back.
Ooh.
Real hype train.
It was hyped, and it was rumored for, like, a decade. At least it seemed like it at the time.
Fair enough.
I think it was like every 5 years.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we put a pin in that?
And
Dark Zero and go to the next caller.
All right, next.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Hang out, and, you know, we'll let you know if you want or something.
All right.
Go ahead and put them on hold. All right.
Oh, I clicked the wrong thing.
Uh-oh.
That's okay.
Oh, well.
He can call back.
All right,
new
next caller, what
air.
Is your entry to the crap train?
Hey, my entry to the crap train, I'm going to preemptively assume and accept that you may disqualify me on the premise of it not being a sequel enough. There was a numbered entry.
Okay, well, state your name and then your nomination.
My name is Alex Graves, and I'm nominating Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh!
This guy's getting dirty. This guy is getting dirty.
Oh, you
right
wait. That's dirty.
You know what? No.
So, reason number one is the GF draw system, the Guardian Force and draw system of Magic.
Yeah, have the draw magic. It sucks.
Punishes you directly for using magic.
Ooh.
Reason
okay.
number
okay.
two is Squall, who is, like, more so than Cloud, the beginning of the stupid, annoying, detached personality protagonists.
Oh, he's coming hard.
He's coming hard.
He's throwing blows.
Number three
right now. Okay.
is Disc 4, where you lose all access to the towns and almost all the side quests in the game for the rest of the disc.
Wow. All
right.
Oh, he went dirty there.
Reason number four would be that it increased the gap between Final Fantasy fans that was created when Final Fantasy VII came out.
I know, but VII was the first one I played, and I thought it was amazing. Sad.
I'm sorry, it did what?
When Final Fantasy VII came out, it created a little gap between the old and the new Final Fantasies. This one made that gap even worse.
Mm-hmm. So
I still remember when the demo for Final Fantasy VIII came out, and it was using the theme song from The Rock.
So I'm going to give you the fifth and final and possibly the biggest or smallest reason, depending on your perspective, as to why Final Fantasy VIII was the worst sequel of all time. And that's because it created a generation of original characters, do not steal, who used this fantastic imaginative weapon called a Gunblade.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gunblade was awesome. Sorry. That was awesome.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
I will defend Gunblade.
Are all the original characters that the 50 million people made also awesome?
No, the original one. I stab you, pull the trigger, and and that's awesome.
Yeah, but
it came with the bad side of creating a million characters who all use Gunblades.
Wait, can you blame that game for other people copying? Really?
Yes.
Is it its fault
yes.
for coming up with an awesome concept that people decide they wanted to copy and do horribly?
All right.
Can we blame
him? So this is my original character. It is a purple Sonic that has a Gunblade.
Oh, go to hell, Kramer.
Really, Kramer?
Also, he has two differently colored eyes. He has an angel wing and a demon wing. need I go on?
And he has a robotic arm.
Oh, God.
Okay, you guys are evil now.
I want to disqualify him now for giving us that image.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think you're disqualified, dude. Go away.
Come on.
No, okay, well,
he actually named
another series that could have been a great contender, so we'll see if anyone brings that up.
You know what? Okay. All right. All right. But you know what? Hey, thanks for playing, and you know what? We'll definitely keep the list. You're not disqualified, so even though
okay,
I really
well,
should.
I
mean, all
right, so right now we have Final Fantasy VIII and Perfect Dark Zero, which I actually bought and never finished.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hold out for some more callers. In the meantime, Alex, thanks for calling in.
So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, call in with your opinions on what you believe.
Once again.
Worst sequel ever.
And let us emphasize that this is all an opinion piece. This isn't really, like, fact or nothing, so don't get your panties twisted.
So what you're saying is that having random people call our show and tell us things isn't fact?
Right, right.
Anyway, so, folks, with that said, go ahead and dish out the number again real quick for those that are tuning in.
Once again, that number was 914-338-1303. You can also hit up our Skype at GoodGameGuys1. That's the number one.
Because at the end, we won.
Right. Oh, we are not.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for more people to call in, I got to do an update on a story from last week.
Okay.
All
right. Hey, remember how happy and excited I was when I mentioned that Sony flipped a magical switch and made a whole bunch of unsupported PS1 and PSP games finally supported on the PS Vita?
When are they going to do that for the PS3? But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, they flipped the switch in the opposite direction.
Are you kidding?
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, you see, 3 days later, not like 20 minutes later, 3 days later, they went, oh, oops, yeah, sorry, our bad, we didn't mean to do that. Click and flipped it back.
Oh!
So now, you know, at first people thought, oh my God, Sony's support is the best. Now it's like, wait. So what you're telling us is that there's a bunch of games not supported on the system that actually work perfectly for it. You accidentally pressed a button, made them supported, and then flipped it back. So why aren't we allowed to play these games? And, you know, the big thing that everybody's saying is it's most likely licensing. Thing about that is if it's licensing, why are the games on PSN?
Thank you.
Yeah, don't.
But the licensing, the way that it is, it could be, well, you can sell the game on PSP digitally, you can sell it on PS3 digitally, but you can't sell it on any other future systems digitally, which is dumb and hurts everyone.
Okay, I have a question for, you know, the people who are, you know, far more computer savvy than I am, Dag,
sure.
And, of course, you know, Spaniard. Now, I can understand the why, say, PS3 would not be backwards compatible with PS2. But since both PS3 and PS4 are both Blu-ray based, why would they not be?
I can explain that very, very, very simply. Backwards compatibility between the PS2 and PS1, for example, they literally had the PS1 hardware in the PS2. It was part of the sound chip. PS3, they had the hardware based solution, then they had the software based solution. And they eventually removed it all just to save pennies. They're like, we can save pennies on each system if we just don't have backwards compatibility. So, yay, money. PS3 and PS4, the format has nothing to do with it. That would be like saying, why doesn't my CD player play Blu-ray or DVDs? Hey, they're both discs. Why doesn't my CD player boombox play my DVDs?
I understand the difference.
And I'll explain exactly why. PS3 is a cell-based processor. It is a very different, unique, it is a very obtuse computing system. The PS4 is just a straight-up x86 architecture machine. It is like a computer built from off-the-shelf parts.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Like saying, why doesn't my Windows disk work in my Mac?
Right.
Okay.
They're just built completely different.
So, hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Stephanie.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Again.
So, TKO, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, and thank you very much.
So, Stephanie, did you manage to catch the entries for the contest right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me go through them again.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and go through them again real quick so we can kind of get Stephanie up to speed and also some of our listeners, because this is what you're up against, folks, if you call in.
First one was?
The first one was an entry by a guy calling himself Darkbreed. And again, let me remind you that this is all just expressed in their opinions, okay? It's all First Amendment stuff.
So it's a matter of fact.
So Darkbreed brought up Perfect Dark Zero for the Xbox 360. He said it was a... It failed with its mechanics, Joanna Dark's character was assassinated, and the hype train that it was on for a decade kind of helped seal its own coffin.
So I'm definitely kind of leaning on that with the hype train, definitely.
Yeah, but this next
but the
person
next one is
also fought
good,
dirty.
This next one's a good contender.
The second one, he said his name was Alex. I did not get his last name.
Alex,
I mean,
call back in after the show, okay?
I took down the number that he called in with, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But he mentioned Final Fantasy VIII with the GF for using magic.
Mm-hmm.
Squall was worse than Cloud with a detached personality protagonist.
Detached personality syndrome.
Nobody can understand me.
DPS, gotcha.
... Disc 4 caused you to lose all access to the towns and side quests in the game for the rest of the disc. It also increased the gap in between the release of the game, so like 78 was a pretty long time,
no.
And then 89
well,
was...
that's not the gap you meant. The gap meant, okay, up until... Final Fantasy VII, the Final Fantasy people who played 1 through 6, right, that's the real Final Fantasy.
Right.
Then Final Fantasy VII came out. And then people start liking Final Fantasy VII, which caused a division between the Final Fantasies pre-7 and post-7.
That's the point where the
eight.
Story no longer was Final Fantasy.
All of them are at different time periods, but like people considered the first six the real Final Fantasies, and then 7 came out. So people were hating on four against Final Fantasy 7. Final Fantasy 8 came out, it caused an even bigger division between the Final Fantasy fans when that piece of crap came out.
Sorry.
That's what he meant by it.
I wrote it.
Are we hating on Final Fantasy 8? Okay.
It also created a generation of copycat original characters using Gunblaze.
What is it? The crossbreed Sonic Dragon Ball Z Gunblade characters?
Does not exist.
Right.
Does not exist.
Oh, God.
Super Saiyan Tails with dual Gunblades?
Yeah, I'm hoping we get another entry in this.
Yeah, let's always get one more in here.
Like, where's Cinequita? Where's our friends to compete?
I know, right?
Well,
I know we've got friends
that
love
Alana, I know you're listening, and I know you have a piece of crap you want to serve up on a plate. I'm just saying.
So again, our number is 914-338-1303.
Or Skype us at...
@GoodGameGuys1.
Remember, though, add us. Don't just send us a message. Go ahead and send us a friend request at that.
Right.
We're getting some feedback from Stephanie.
Yeah, she's busy, apparently.
I know. Just want to pop in
honestly,
her...
right now, my vote goes on the first one. I still love Final Fantasy, so I can't hate on it. Sorry, guys.
Alex is cynical.
You know what? When you're a Final Fantasy fan, you kind of stick with it, so...
I feel terrible. I've never heard of one.
Retarded.
All right. Well, while we burn down the clock and wait for another caller, to continue what we're talking about with the Vita. Yeah. So basically, this mistake of theirs showed that there's no real compatibility issues stopping these games from being sold or played on the Vita. It's only licensing at this point. But Sony won't come out and admit it or say anything, and now people are just assuming the worst and incredibly pissed at Sony right now.
Yeah, that was
bad. I can definitely see that.
Just think about it. It's not like it was a problem that lasted for a couple of hours and then was fixed. It was a problem that lasted for days was fixed, and not a word has been said about it, admitting to it or anything.
That's a Microsoft-level fail.
Right. And then on top of that, over the course of these 3 days... people are like, oh, crap, now I can buy all these games that I wanted to buy.
Span, you actually kind of remind me right now of another thing that's been kind of bugging me specifically, and I know the other members of the Good Game Guys, where kind of somewhat related. Did you guys hear about how GameStop is actually, stopping themselves from focusing on selling games and more console video games and such and more focusing to tablets and, phone-based games?
I did hear about that. Could you make an announcement as to why you asked me to mute?
I'm sorry. We kind of had to go ahead and mute Stephanie real quick because we had a lot of that background noise going on right there. So, Stephanie, sorry if you're listening.
Enter to the Phantom Zone.
Off to the negative zone. Go.
I think that GameStop thing is a little overblown.
Do you really? Like what?
Well, think about it this way. GameStop has like 4,000 or 5,000 locations. They're closing down 120 of them and opening a few more mobile centric stores.
Right. And if you paid any attention to any of the other game retailers, like Play and Trade, for instance, they also deal in cell phones and iPads and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't think it's as big a deal as you make it out to be.
I suppose not.
But
if you want
to play devil's advocate, you could say it's like it's the start of a slippery slope. And I won't begrudge you that.
Sure.
It kind of is, and I even go to a different route, really, to start going on about how, you know, I think GameStop pretty much has itself. I think we can agree. GameStop has a monopoly in the game store section.
I wouldn't really say a monopoly at the very slightest, but I'm going to try and bring Stephanie back and see if she managed to get herself somewhere more quiet.
Okay.
Well,
hold on.
Monopoly on game stores? I would say monopoly on game-centric stores.
Yeah.
If you want a game, you can go to Target, you can go to Walmart, you can go to Best Buy, you can go on Amazon, you can go on Buy, I mean, Newegg, just everywhere.
Yeah, okay,
sell
but here's,
games.
I agree with that. However, the only thing that I'm going to have to say is when I go into a GameStop, I feel like I'm safe, you know? So, like, I walk in. It's like a safe zone. But seriously, it's like a safe zone for me. And so I go in there, and I know that it's going to be about gaming, and I'm not going to get, like, these weird looks because I'm there in the gaming section. Like, if I'm going to a Target or something, I'm always getting these strange looks like, oh, what? Why is this girl here, you know? Like, what is she doing?
Have you looked in the mirror lately?
Yeah, but then again, look at how GameStop treats its customers, look at how GameStop treats its employees, and look at who, in large part, GameStop employs.
They're always pretty, right?
Would you like to pre-order anything else? How about this?
Have you recently updated your power-up report?
Hey, how a magazine
show. I still get my Game Informer magazines, and I have my GameStop on my keychain. So, you know what? I'm sorry. Y'all may hate on me. So.
No. We're not hating. We're just making sure you remember certain things.
Right.
Let's hate a lot tonight.
I remember that creepy guy that's always in the corner.
But, you know, she does bring up an interesting point that actually it's kind of weird. She may be a little right that you may feel a little safer at a GameStop as opposed to trying to buy your game at, say, a Target, Walmart, Best Buy, or any other kind of a convenience store kind of a deal. Because you get honest opinions from people that actually know their craft.
Yeah.
And you also say, for instance, like, God forbid, if you get a game that for some whatever reason you just didn't like.
Hot garbage on a hot day.
It could have been outright a steaming pile of shit. Or it's just something that wasn't your cup of tea.
Hey, Captain, we have like 5 minutes left right now. Why don't you give out that number one more time?
So that number for our contest was 914-1303.
One more time.
Whoa, Stephanie.
You can also post your additions or your nominations on our fans page.
Well, maybe give them one extra day.
You think?
Maybe.
Let them post it up.
Yeah,
we'll post.
We'll give folks one extra day to be a part of this, because I think maybe part of the issue is a lot of them are kind of asleep right now.
Oh, that's...
Hey, you know what? And actually, I'd also like to say that maybe some of our technical issues have been, you know, part of the thing, because I've actually had a couple of people messaging me with their entries, like, you know, I'd like to call in, but blah-de-blah. Technical issues.
Stop with the excuse and just call in, damn it.
Seriously, or go to the chat and post it in the chat.
If we could figure out how to work it.
Really? He didn't just say that, people. We know what we're doing. We're professionals.
Stephanie knows how to work it.
Oh.
What?
Wait a remind. Wait
Are
a
we really remind. Bashing on me again?
I'm so much
hatred tonight,
Stephanie,
guys. Seriously.
Like,
you realize... I'm on the show, and I make things happen from, like, the craziest places. I've done a show once all the way in, like, the East Coast in Miami, okay? I've done another show sneaking into a studio after a photo shoot. And now I'm doing another show from a red, like a red carpet fashion show. So, mind you guys, there's a lot of love on my end.
Then the next show is going to be from, like, the bathroom of a crack den.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh, no. The next one, I'm like underground in a cave or something, you know?
I'm whispering because I don't want the dealer to kill me.
Her next one's going to be in, like, you know, somewhere in South America in some Mayan pyramid.
Dude.
Hey, guys,
yeah.
I got to do it.
I'll do it.
I have two Beretta 9mm, and I don't really know how to work them.
Hey, I can use them. I know what I'm doing.
It's kind of unfortunate that we only have two entries so far.
So what are we thinking, guys?
Do we want to prolong it and give them one more chance? We got to make sure we get those phone numbers and those names down from tonight, though.
Well, they're there for the entry. They don't have to re-enter.
Yeah,
they don't have
to re-enter. Enter. We have.
Why don't we extend the contest just a little bit, just to give more people a chance to enter? Because you know, two entries. We didn't even introduce the contest till like halfway through the show.
That's not true because we did update the Facebook page that. Hey, how come they find that again?
I'm saying on the show itself.
Oh yeah, fair.
But anyway,
it'll be tough to beat, ladies and gentlemen. These first two entries are definitely going to be tough to beat. So, challenge dished out. Can you?
Oh man, if we weren't the ones doing the show, I think we could win.
Oh yeah,
oh,
I know.
Yeah,
I got one right now.
We can't say him.
We can't lead the witnesses.
We're going to have to put out our own.
No, not yet. We got
to
be fair.
You suck the winner. And they will bash that winner. Like, yes, yeah, son. After they're winning and holding their trophy and all happy, we'll then stomp the, you know, stomp
hey,
them.
Like, I'm just
stomp.
Saying, they better start. They better start saying some stuff because I have a Havana watch and it's pretty sweet, man. So it's a free watch. It's pretty awesome. I mean, why not?
You know what? Well, we have a couple of minutes left. Just a couple of quick hits for you budget-minded gamers. We just got finished crapping all over Sony. How about some good Sony news? They have a Golden Week sale right now that's going on. They have a massive discount of up to 75% off of Japanese developed games on PSN right now. So that's PS3 and PS Vita and PSP games and PS1 games.
Now, do
so,
you mean,
like
the Japanese versions of said games, or just
no, Japanese developed games like Metal Gear Solid, Persona, Chrono Cross, Chrono Trigger, Devil May Cry, Dragon Ball, like Soul Calibur, Zone of Enders. All these games are on crazy discounts on PSN right now.
I need to go home right now.
Yeah, I bought.
I got some orders to place. I mean, I've been trying to get my hands on Zone of Enders
for $3.49.
How much is Zone of Enders right now?
Zone of Enders HD Collection is, if you're a PlayStation Plus member, $10.49.
Wow. What system are these available on?
If you just go to the PlayStation blog and look up their Golden Week sale, the sales go from 50 to 75% off, and they are on PS3, PS Vita, etc.
Right on.
Yes. So that is one sale. Another one. Right now, Nintendo is trying to hit the Mario Kart 8 hype train pretty hard. If you pre-order the game at Best Buy, you get a $10 gas card.
Gas card? What?
Yes, $10 gas card. Mario Kart, think about it.
Well, for a racing game.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right, and if you're a Games Club Unlocked member, you get 20% off of the game. So $10 gas card plus 20% off, but here's the money part. Here is the money part. When you go on to Club Nintendo... What was that, Deg? What was that? You want to repeat that?
I said, this is the part where they shove a blue shell up your ass.
Oh, I said money part, not money shot. Anyway, here is the money part. From Nintendo, if you got a Club Nintendo account, you register your copy of Mario Kart 8, and you get a free downloadable copy of either Super Mario Bros. U, Pikmin 3, Zelda Wind Waker HD Collection, or Wii Party U.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So, like, when you combine all those deals, you can get two Wii U games brand new for under $40.
Okay.
I don't currently own a Wii U or anything, otherwise I'd be kind of interested.
Hey, well, you know, the 4 to 5 million people that actually do own one will be happy.
Fair enough. How long is this going on?
Yeah. absolutely.
Well, the game doesn't come out until the 30th of this coming month. And, well, you
so
register
pre-order
at...
pre-order it at Best Buy?
Yeah, you can you can pre-order it anywhere, but I'm saying if you pre-order it at Best Buy, you get the gas card.
Oh, right. Well, it's
that wins, right? That wins, right?
And so anyway, after you buy the game, you have until July 31st to register it.
Cool.
And then when you register it, you get your free download.
Right on.
There you go, Riv.
All right, you know, I thought I would share that with people because it's a really cool deal, and hell, I'm going to jump on that. I got a Wii U that I've not played since launch and a couple of games
for $40
for
sure.
Good deal.
Hell yeah. All right, guys, all right. On that note, though, I'm going to have to say goodbye to y'all.
Yeah,
but
all
be
right.
Jumping
we'll
on
catch
that.
You later, Stephanie. Hopefully, hopefully we won't find you in Crystal Lake or something next week.
Oh, my gosh. No, but my votes are still on the first one. My votes are still on the first, so I'm hoping some more people call in going into the contest, and let's give out the prize to someone that totally deserves it. I'm not too big of a fan of the Final Fantasy one. I'm sorry, I've had to say that.
So it looks like
so.
We got one vote right now on Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Shinqui, you're in the lead right now.
Against Final... No. I'm not for Final Fantasy being the worst.
Against the Final Fantasy.
I like
one.
Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she's going for Perfect Dark. Oh.
I am.
Ooh.
I am going
so,
for Perfect Dark,
so. Those of you that are listening right now and you want to enter the contest and, you know, we're going to end the show, so you won't be calling us. You're going to enter on our Facebook page. After the show... Dr. Captain, you're going to make a new post on the Facebook page just basically saying put your entries right here or they won't be counted, but right?
Yes.
You're right.
So that we can have them all in one nice place.
Now remember, you got to write out your reason.
And then we'll go
right?
ahead and do it.
And remember,
you go
folks,
to Facebook,
you have to write your reasons why it was bad.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes. So you go to Facebook, you look up the group Good Game Guys. We're right there. You look at the entry right there, you add your entries. Now, those of you that did call in, you're still being counted. You don't have to now go to the Facebook page and post. You're just separate, but still counted.
Best better bring it hard, because these two people brought it real hard.
Yeah, they did.
Right then. And now that we're about to end the show, the quick bits that we didn't get a chance to get to, if you want to hear anything about them next week, let us know. Destiny, the new MMO-ish first-person shooter from Bungie after Halo, just released a whole bunch of content, some trailers and gameplay footage and whatnot. And so, you know, people have been talking about that. It basically is like Halo meets Borderlands.
Huh.
So if anybody's interested, we can talk about that next week. Another one, it looks like there's been some leaked information about a possible Mass Effect trilogy for PS4 and Xbox One.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and if that happens, I'm going to be a little bit pissed off about the PC version DLC not once dropping in price since launch, yet you can buy the freaking trilogy with all the DLC included for less than the cost of the DLC by itself.
Sounds like a ripoff to me.
And so, one more, too, also to Titanfall. Has it lived up to the hype?
Yeah. All right,
folks. We can talk about that.
All right, folks. Those are pretty much the topics we didn't have time to get to. If you want to hear any of them next week, just drop us a line and say, hey, I want to hear that. Anyway, folks, it's time for us to head out. Everyone, good game, guys.
Good game.
It'll all be fine when you play online if you just try to not be a dick.